From Everbank Field in Jacksonville, this is Jaguars.com Live. A weekly look inside the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. Jaguars.com Live starts right now.
And we start with a live look at the south end zone inside Everbank Field. Construction continues. It is on time and on budget. And we welcome you inside the HananiaAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with you. Plenty to get to today. OTAs continue this week. They're back on the field tomorrow and Friday. Prince Amukamara, Jaguars cornerback, free agent signing, joins us in studio, and we'll talk a little secondary for the Jaguars. John Osier with us. Prince Amukamara is with us as well. What's up, Prince? How you doing?
How's it going?
Oh, it's going.
It's going good.
Good to hear. Good to see you, first off. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
What is kind of a, I guess this is not really an off day for you guys, right? You're not on the field, right?
No. It's not really an off day. It's off day on the field physically, but mentally, definitely not off day. In meetings, learning up more defenses, and today was more like we call it like a regen day, so taking care of our bodies a little bit better.
Gus Bradley said earlier this week that you might be back at some point, maybe even this week on the field. Is that accurate? What's the latest with you?
For sure. I'm going to be out there tomorrow, and just happy to finally be out there with the guys.
Has it been – it's been more precautionary to this point. At this point in the offseason, you want to be smart, correct?
Exactly, yeah. For sure, could have been out I could have been on the field a lot earlier, but just doing things smart, like you said.
At your position, how important are OTAs? I mean, I know there are certain positions that are tough to catch up with. At corner, people think all you're doing is covering. But there are things mentally – that you're trying to get to speed with in this defense, correct?
Right. I think it's OTS is definitely just more important just for this group on the defensive end. A lot of new guys back there, so everyone's learning a new defense, and everyone's trying to get that communication down packed and just learning how to play with each other. So I think that's why OTS is good for us.
Have you seen enough of the defense? I assume you have. To see the fit that they're talking about. When they talk about you, they think you're a great fit for this scheme, this system. Have you felt that as well?
For sure. Coach Wash is huge on single high, and he likes big corners. He likes guys that can cover and play bump and run. However, we can't do that in this phase of OTAs, right. So that's pretty tough. But still, just getting your feet work down, getting used to the receivers, breaking on them, reacting, I think all that's huge.
Prince Amukamara is with us, Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. Speaking of those corners, a lot of guys in the cornerback room all of a sudden. A pretty good battle going on there with House and Colvin, who will be back in week 6. And all the names you can list go down the line there. This is a good group of cornerbacks that have to fight for a couple of 3 spots.
For sure. I think that there's a lot of talent, especially D-Mac. I feel like he's been having a good group of – he put a good couple of OTAs together. Dwayne Grotz. And so, yeah, we do have a number of great guys, and that's what Coach Gus wanted. He wanted to push that competition, and he wanted to bring the best out of us, and I think that's getting accomplished.
You've also been around long enough to know it takes 3, 4, 5 guys who can play at that position in this version of the NFL, right? I mean, teams pass so much. If you don't have a bunch of guys who can play at corner, you're in trouble at some point during the season.
Right, yeah. This league is moving to a passing league, so the need for corners and the demand for corners is definitely high. And the season's so long, a lot of stuff can happen, so it can always be the next man up. So you definitely need a guy who's up and ready.
Takes more than 2 these days.
For sure, no doubt.
Prince Amukamara is with us. Are you on social media, by the way?
Yeah, of course I am, yep.
What's the handle?
Just at Prince Amukamara, my first and last name.
Simple spelling, of course, right. On Amukamara. Let's go to social media and get a couple questions from fans. Well, first off, how much interaction have you had with fans since you've been here?
On social media?
Yeah, or in general, in town?
I would say my first interaction would be last night, actually, at the Children's Miracle Network dinner. Yes, and that was I never been to a dinner like that and for a cause like that. Mm-hmm. So that was that was great to be there. But it was great to I kind of felt like the outsider because in New York, a lot of people knew me. But here, people are starting to put my face together and get to know me. So it was great to meet them.
When you jumped on the chair and yelled,
oh, you were
the
there?
Start, I was there. Oh, I saw it all.
Yeah, just trying to get it a little riled up.
They know who Prince is now. Let's start off on Twitter, MiguelVM888.
Are these real questions?
Yes, these are submitted from fans. What was your first impression of your new teammates when you arrived in Jacksonville? What did you hear about the Jaguars beforehand, and what's your impression once you got here?
The person I knew already was House, and so me and him already met, and me and him had a good relationship. But there are some interesting guys here. I was pretty excited to meet J.O., heard some things about
talking about Audric.
And heard some interesting stories about him and stuff like that, and it was great to meet him.
What do you mean? Hold on, we need to expand on this, Prince. Interesting stories about Jared Audric.
Jared is a very cerebral guy. And to be honest, I just like the way he thinks, from how to take care of his body and just what he thinks about the NFL and just what he thinks about the world and society. We get into pretty deep conversations.
Cerebral means thinking, JK.
Thanks, right? Yeah. Sean, for the...
For you and I, we need to figure that out.
He's a thinking man. Michaela A. asking you on Instagram, what were your first impressions of Jalen Ramsey before he got injured? You know, this is interesting because... It's a similar setup to what happened with you, right? You broke your foot, I think, a day or two after you signed your first deal. Is that right?
Yeah. So definitely texted him about it and definitely told him, shared with him my experience and how not to let, like, outside negativity, outside forces get to him, especially on social media and stuff like that. But Jalen is – So I played with a guy by the name of Dominique Rogers Cromartie in New York, and he was the best athlete I've seen in my life, and so when I saw Jalen was just very similar. Jalen's long, quick, can jump, and Jalen's a very, very, very confident player. He was just saying some stuff which just shows his confidence. So we really like him. We're excited to have him back.
When you look at this defense overall, there's been so many additions at the draft pick. What do you expect out of it? How long could the learning curve be? And I guess what is its potential next season as a group?
Yesterday's practice was one of the best practices I've ever been around and I'm just talking just from a playmaking part on the defensive side. And I was very excited, especially with Gibson at free safety and just how he plays back there, and that makes me feel comfortable when I have a guy back there, just in case if I do get beat, I just know that he's gonna have my back, and I just can't wait for the guys up front to actually go and get the quarterback, because I feel like we have some monsters up there, and the front four, those are the guys I'm really really excited about, because I feel like we just have so many guys. I don't think you're going to be able to double our guys, because if you let someone play one-on-one, it's going to be a problem.
So you're thinking there's something there next season?
I'm very excited about it.
Let's go back to social media. Jukesy14
on
these Instagram.
Twitter names are these Instagram names.
I don't know. Yeah, Jukesy, I guess is what that says. Jukesy14. What do you think you can add to this Jags defense besides your level of play? Is it leadership, experience, veteran presence, some type of strategy? What's your best trait besides the level of play on the field?
I would definitely say experience. Just knowing what it feels like and what a team looks like to win the Super Bowl and to go to the Super Bowl, and just knowing what that preparation takes.
We'll finish with this one. Be More Duval 90. What's your favorite thing in Duval so far? You've been around town a little bit now. What stands out to you?
Man, to be honest, the first thing that comes to my mind is Native Son. It's almost like a health food store. Yeah. Didn't want to say Whole Foods because it's probably their competitor. But I'm just huge on clean, local, organic food, and I go there almost like every day. So.
Just like
just
you,
like me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another thing
really?
We have in common. No, not really.
Oh.
They have cornbread and pork there, JP.
Yeah. Right.
Final thing for me. How important is this season for you? I mean, everybody knows the one-year deal coming in, an opportunity to play in a scheme you like. As you look forward to this season, what are your thoughts and how important is it?
Man, that's a good question. Pretty loaded. And it's about me because I don't want to sound selfish.
Sure.
This question's for me, not about
Yeah, for you. I mean, okay. We talked about team, but
right.
I assume personal goals are there too.
I don't want to say it's a make it or break a year, but I would say it's very important in the sense of, you know, the knock, and I hate bringing it up, but the knock has always been durability and not ability for me. And I'm a firm believer if I just put 16 games together, I'll be able to show what I'm capable of doing. And I think this challenges me. I'm on a new team. I'm on a new defense, new conference, new everything. To show that I can excel here, I think would open a lot of people's eyes.
Gotcha.
Prince Amukamara joining us on Jaguars.com Live. We appreciate your time on a down day, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the field this week.
Thanks for having me.
There he is, Prince Amukamara joining us in studio on a Wednesday. Come see him and the rest of the Jags this season here at Everbank Field. Season tickets on sale, single game tickets on sale as well. See the Packers, the Vikings, and the defending champion Broncos. And more here at Everbank Field. Visit Jaguars.com or call 633-2000 and help us lock down the bank in 2016. JP Shadrick, John Osier, Brian Sexton jumps in now after Prince Amukamara.
Just as athletic, just as quick, Brian Sexton.
And health food.
That's
why
right.
Should I'm not going to say anything if I'm going to get these compliments. That's I'm right. Just going to sit here and smile. You're right, guys.
For Prince Amukamara, you know, it's a cornerback room that has just kept elevating the talent level over the last couple of years, bringing new guys in. You draft a few guys a couple of years ago, and it just kind of keeps building. Free agency a couple of years in a row, and now all of a sudden, that's quite a battle for three spots.
Well, it's another similarity to this room, you know? Just keep adding the talent.
Too deep?
Oh, wow, yeah. You know, we knew it would take time. And the funny thing is that people don't even realize how patient they've had to be over this. Do you know what I mean? They get excited about the next level of free agent or a top draft choice. You had Dante Fowler, and then you get Jalen Ramsey and Miles Jack. And they just, you forget, oh, wow. Yeah, they've accumulated some things. And that's how you build a great team. Long-term accumulation, drafting well, and then developing these guys. I mean, I still think that you've got a guy in Demetrius McCray who has developmental opportunities. Now, is he going to see the field in front of these guys? Probably not, but he's been here for a couple of years. He's still a talented guy. Coach him, develop him, because Amukamara's on a one-year deal. You know, eventually you're going to move on from some of these guys. Just keep working. Patience.
We're looking at D-Mac now. I mean, he's long. He's got the size that Gus Bradley likes, that cornerback spot.
Hey, if he's your fifth or sixth corner, you're doing okay.
Yeah, just needs to do a better job when the ball's in the air of going and getting it. But overall, for the first time, Colvin, Ramsey, that guy, you know, Amukamara, you're talking about going with House four deep of guys that you feel really, really good about. And I think he said it when he was in here. You need that in this league now. It's a league where teams are going to play three or four wide receivers at a time, a lot of the time. And if you've only got two or three guys you're confident with, then all of a sudden you've got a bad mismatch. So I've been getting questions all off season about, well, who's going to play this spot? Who's going to play this spot? I think that'll work itself out. The point is they've got guys who can play four spots, and they haven't had that in a long time.
We're four OTA practices in. Number five comes up tomorrow just outside of Everbank Field.
When's number 10?
End of next week.
According to JP, there won't be a 10.
Well, in the past, they've usually canceled.
No, I'm just saying, okay.
Saying in the past. I'm not predicting the future.
Nine is fine with me.
Nine's a good even number.
After four.
Five would be good with me.
The original question, at least. What is, if you had to pick an overall theme so far of OTAs?
Well, I think you can see the talent level. You can see the speed on defense. As Prince said, I haven't been around very many OTA practices where guys have come off talking about that OTA practice the way they talked about the OTA practice on defense yesterday. There were plays made. There was quickness shown. So all those are good signs. I think 4 days in, I liked seeing the fact that the offense seemed in sync. There weren't a lot of balls hitting the ground. Things seemed comfortable there. But it's certainly good to see the defense and to hear the defense talking about making strides.
Sewing. Sewing is the theme. Because they've got to stitch all these pieces together, right? On the defensive side, you've got as many as six new starters who are coming on board. Some who are here, some who are not. And the key with the new defensive coordinator and whatever he's going to do differently this year is to find a way. It could be a puzzle for all that matters. I was just trying to see if I could get your eyes to bug out with the word sewing, because it was probably what you didn't expect.
Is there a merit badge for that?
And I have it. Oh. I have it many times over. So, because I sewed it on my sash by myself. But the point is that you've got to find a way to figure out who does what and how well. Mike Smith, who may be the best defensive coordinator statistically that we've ever had in Jacksonville. His great strength was to, and he was up all night on Tuesday night. You come in on Wednesday morning, he'd be like this because he hadn't slept. He watched so much tape. But to find out what you did well and then put John next to you because John could cover up your weakness. And then what I did well and what my weaknesses were and to cover them all up. That's what they're doing right now. They're figuring out who does what, how well, and what they don't do well, and how these guys work in combinations. Because you know John as well as I do. You saw it all those years in Indianapolis. Offenses throw personnel group, personnel group, personnel group. Defenses have to counter with the same thing, and you've got to be sharp. So this is Todd Walsh's chance to sew all the different pieces together and figure out how they blend well.
And the good news is, for the first time in a long time, and certainly the first time in this regime, they've got enough guys where you think, in the modern NFL, 11 guys on defense who can really play isn't enough. You need 15, 16, 17 for the packages. They're starting to look like they've got that many.
Jimmy Johnson used 19 in his glory days in Dallas, and everyone thought, man, what is he doing?
Right.
And now it's just become the standard.
Earlier today, the Jaguars announced a joint practice for the first time since 2011. The Jaguars will practice during training camp with another team. They faced the Falcons in 2011. Jack Del Rio is still the head coach. Mike Smith was the head coach in Atlanta that year. It's been a long time ago now. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be here Tuesday, August 17th, Wednesday, August 18th. No times yet, but the practices will be open to the public, and more information coming on that soon. It is the week of preseason week two, the game that Saturday night, the Buccaneers and the Jags here at Everbank. Pros and cons of a joint practice. What do you like about
this? Hopefully it'll be in the heat of the day. That'd be awesome.
Why not? Just like noon.
So, well, I don't think there's anything wrong with them. The cons are sometimes they can get a little out of hand. The reason they haven't had them in the last couple of years, there has been a little bit of a feel around the league of, with the rules now, is there that much of a point? You're not going to go really hard on the offensive and defensive line usually. You're not going to have that kind of a contact. So the way they used to be maybe 20 years ago, I think we all remember, Brian, the Buccaneers-Jags practice in 96. They got really intense. I don't think you're going to see that sort of thing.
You remember when Larry Smith went nuts in Charlotte in 1999? Oh,
no, because boy. I don't think that was in 99.
Yeah, it was 99.
Really? Okay.
99 season.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But
clearly.
So I think you'll see good matchups at the skill positions, and that'll be interesting to watch.
I like the moments where guys go nuts. I mean, we're going to be talking about the fourth week of camp, and it gets mind-numbing at points. I mean, you look for certain things, but you want to see some emotion.
Right.
I mean, you want to see a little intensity and energy. And I don't think you can overstate the impact of guys getting to work against someone different. And, you know, we're getting close at that point to the first round of roster reductions, and then the second comes up quickly. So for some of these guys who are on the bubble, and there'll be a half a dozen guys who are really fighting for reps in the Bucs game on that night, on that Saturday night, you're going to see some intensity, and it's fun for us, and it's meaningful for the players, and so that's very much a pro. I see no con because it's here in Jacksonville, and we don't have to go to Tampa. That would have been the only con.
You want intensity, but you don't want it to spill over into bench-clearing brawls like you see on TV.
It rarely does. Yeah, it rarely does anymore. I mean, these guys get it. They're not going to get themselves hurt and cost themselves an opportunity at a roster spot by being completely stupid. And if they are, it's natural selection. They're off the roster.
So stay tuned for more information on, well, they're open, but how to get in and the timing of that will be coming up in the next few weeks. So what's next? Well, practice again tomorrow. OTA number 5. Count them.
High noon.
One, two, three, four, five before noon. And, practice. Prince will be back, it sounds like, tomorrow. So that's a storyline for tomorrow.
Yeah, and it seems like they're relatively healthy right now. The good news is Marquise Lee's healthy. That's the one everybody's watching a little bit. So, yeah, day five. Go for it.
Anything to add, Mr.
Nope,
Sexton?
Just going
to
sit here and take it all in.
We'll take it all in tomorrow. We'll have coverage right here on Jaguars.com recapping OTA number 5. World Cup soccer is coming to Jacksonville. Clint Dempsey and the U.S. men's national team will host Trinidad and Tobago September 6th at Everbank Field. Be among the first to find out about tickets. Register at Jaguars.com/USMNT. Our thanks to Prince Amukamara for joining us, Brian Sexton, John Osier, everyone involved. This is JP Shadrick. Thanks for watching Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.